This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I was reading a short article by Carl Faze, and he said something that made me stop and really reflect. He said, there's a general belief amongst Australians that there is a God. In fact, 79% of people say so. Only 24% believe they need to go to church. Now, this is a fascinating insight into which so many think about God. The vast majority of people in this country do believe in God, 79%. In 2011, a similar poll in the United States revealed 92% of Americans believed in God, a very high score indeed. So generally, we don't mind talking about God. When asked if you believe in God, one young lady said, I admit sometimes I've got doubts. It's very important for people to believe in a God of some kind. She said, having faith helps us get through the struggles of life. When life gets difficult, it really helps to have faith to turn to. But what does that phrase mean, believe in God? Now, I've most often heard it framed in terms of existence. People have said to me over the years, I don't believe that God exists. I've seen no evidence for God, or I often question whether there is a God. And others will say they believe in a higher power, but that's as far as they go. Well, you hear people say, I do believe in some spirit out there or something bigger than ourselves, or that there is some larger purpose to our lives. Maybe you can call that God, maybe you don't. So there are multitudes of questions, and probably the most common one is, if you can't see God, why do you believe he exists? But here's one thing, either God exists or God doesn't, and we've absolutely no control over that fact because there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, I think there are three answers that people can give. You know, do you believe in God? Yes, I do. No, I don't. Or, look, I'm not really sure. Every culture on earth has some concept of supreme being, however flawed that might be. I mean, man was made to look for answers outside of himself. Man is incurably religious, you could say, in that sense. It was the French philosopher Pascal said that inside the heart of every man, there is a God-shaped vacuum. Augustine said, Lord, you've made us for yourself. Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. And the Bible itself, in Ecclesiastes 3:11, says that God has put eternity in the hearts of men. That means that the longing for some ultimate answers have actually come from God himself. God put that vacuum, we could call it, a God-shaped vacuum, inside the human heart that caused men to look to him. Psalm 8 verse 3 from the Old Testament, when I consider the heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you've set in place. I mean, here it is, God set his fingerprints on the universe. Every tree and ocean, every star have that divine DNA that points back to God as the creator of all things. So the world is God's house. He's left clues about himself everywhere. When all is said and done, the best argument for the Christian view of God is found in the person of Jesus. Let's consider that for a moment. God has revealed himself to us in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was who came to earth as born as a baby, conceived in this miracle, a miracle of the Holy Spirit, born in Bethlehem to Mary and Joseph, born in this out-of-the-way corner of the Roman Empire. And Jesus was born. He grew up in a carpenter's home, misunderstood by people. He was put to death. But on the third day, he rose from the dead. So now we know what God is like because Jesus has made him known to us. The Bible has that wonderful statement, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So Jesus has been this great issue between believers and unbelievers. John Piper, the well-known writer, says, if someone says, why do you believe in God? You can say, I believe in God because Jesus believed in God. And all I know of Jesus makes me trust him more than I trust any philosopher, any scientist, or any theologian, or any friend that I've ever known or read about. And then you can ask them, do you know anyone more trustworthy or more qualified to teach us about the existence of God than Jesus? So John Piper is right. No one is more qualified than Jesus to teach us who God is. Thank you, Lord. These are wonderful answers. May we learn more and more that there is a God indeed. Amen.